Jared Gomes here with you, and we're gearing up for the Grimshaw Roadshow this Friday, and of course, the following Harvest Moon Festival taking place on Saturday. There is a lot of fun stuff happening at the Harvest Moon Festival, so I brought someone in to chat about it.
My name's Amanda Kondrat. I am the co-chair of the Harvest Moon Festival.
Awesome. And tell me about the upcoming event.
So our event starts at 3 p.m. on September 14th. Our free events start at 3 with local performers, an open air market. We have carnival games and bouncy castles. The Peace Performance Auto Show is going to be there, and with axe throwing and a rage room, an inflatable costume race in the afternoon. And then in the evening at 7 o'clock, we have a live band called Soul Smash and Beer Gardens.
Now, this is the fourth annual Harvest Moon Festival, so you guys have been doing this for a few years now. Is this year any different from the last? Anything people should be extra excited about this time around?
So this is our fourth year hosting the Harvest Moon Festival. This year, we have added to our events in the afternoon. So new this year, we have the axe throwing and the rage room. We have our inflatable costume race, which we're super excited about. And we're also having a vintage snowmobile club join us as well.
Awesome. And I mean, some of those things like axe throwing and a rage room, I mean, are hard to find and maybe a bit expensive, but you said those are all included in the free events people can partake in?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate. We've had a very good list of sponsors for our free events. So yeah, our axe throwing, our rage room, our bounce castles, carnival games, all of that is free for everybody to attend from 3 to 8.
Awesome. And then, yeah, and then the ticketed events are taking place the afternoon. Are those for everyone?
Yeah, so we do. It is minors allowed. So everybody is welcome. It's a family-friendly event. Starts at 7 and the live music starts at 8. And then our adults are $30, youth and seniors are $20, and kids 10 and under are free.
Awesome. Is there any events in particular that you're excited for people to see?
My favorite for this year is probably going to be the inflatable costume race, just because it's something new for us. And, you know, you see all the videos on social media, and that's kind of where we got our inspiration from to add it to this year. So we've got individuals, we've got companies that have all registered. We have some really awesome prizes that have been donated. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
I know we're going to be down there the day before, hyping up all the great events to follow. And of course, shouting out some local businesses while we're at it with the road show. It's going to be fantastic, and hopefully we'll see people there. But is there anything else you want to mention?
I just want to thank everybody for their continued support of our event. It takes a lot of time and hours, and it's all strictly run on volunteer time. So we're just hopeful that the weather holds and everybody comes out and takes part in the free events, comes to the ticketed event, and sees what Grimshaw's all about.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful event. So hopefully we'll see you down there. And of course, we'll hopefully see you the day before with the Radio Roadshow in Grimshaw. We'll be checking out so many great businesses. Make sure you keep an eye on our Face Radio Facebook page for all the details.